Hamilton joins us here. We're about to also be joined by Stephen Bell, the racing manager at Harness Racing Victoria. Adam Hamilton, good morning or afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Gareth. Looking forward to Bally joining us as well. And obviously, it's been a massive, 24 hours or so in harness racing with confirmation that there will not be an Inter-Dominion this year. And this has huge flow-on effects as far as other open-class feature races and potential date changes, something we can ask Bally about when he joins us.
And Stephen Bell joins us now from Harness Racing Victoria. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
Afternoon, Gareth. Afternoon, Adam. Thanks for having us on.
The first question I'll ask you about the Inter-Dominion. Are you disappointed that there's no Inter-Dominion in 2020?
Oh, I think like all people that love their harness, it's very disappointing. It's not happening, Gareth. And it definitely leaves a huge hole in the calendar for 2020, but understandable. Given the extreme circumstances we're in.
Stephen, obviously your end of the year has become very busy already with the exciting announcements, and they are exciting. They give us something to look forward to with the new dates for the Breeders' Crown and the Vic Bred as well. But I guess the one that we haven't got absolute clarity from you guys as yet, and you probably haven't settled on it, is, does the Victoria Cup now still remain in mid-October, given there is no Inter-Dominion after it? So I guess in a nutshell, that time slot, which was untouchable, if you like, in mid-November and early December for the open class horses, is now prime available real estate.
Yeah, look, it's a great question, Adam. And before the disappointing news of the Inter-Dominion came to hand yesterday, we'd made significant changes to our racing calendar already. Obviously, moving the Breeders' Crown from August to mid to late November, and then moving our Vic Bred Super Series from June, July to late December. Our calendar is absolutely jam packed during those weeks, and as you said, we're excited for future racing. The feature race list we released the other day for July and August haven't quite landed on the rest of the year. Still a significant amount of work to be done. The Vic Cup, it's a brilliant question, and I hope I sound like I'm not sitting on the fence here. But our long-term strategy with our Vic Cup, and it's been moved around a lot in the last 5 to 6 years, and it's settled in October for the last three. From a wagering point of view, it's almost our number one to number two wagering night, and that night has worked really well after a Caulfield Guineas. So it's worked really well at that date. We've got some decisions to make. We've got to get a balanced feature list together. We've got other races, such as your Cranbourne Cups, your Kilmore Cups. So we've got to make sure we get a balanced feature list together. So we'll be working on that in the next week or so, just to get a definite answer. Not only with Victoria, but I guess Australia-wide as well. So we'll stay tuned maybe for the next week or so for further announcements.
Okay, so a decision there on the Victoria Cup, hopefully within a week. There's a new sales company that's arrived here in the sport of harness racing, Nutrien, and that they want to conduct races, I think, in Victoria and New South Wales. Will they be able to conduct a series race in Victoria, I think maybe in 2022 there, Stephen?
Yeah, Gareth, we had a board meeting yesterday and it was all signed off there. So, happy to have them on board. Competition's fantastic. We see how well it works in the gallops with Inglis and Magic Million. So we have a new sales company, let's say, on board, and a new race series, which will be held in New South Wales first, and we'll get it the year after. But, it's exciting news for all the trainers and owners out there. There'll be significant extra prizes to grab through Nutrien and obviously then through with the APG series. So I think it's great for the industry, Gale.
Stephen, one of the absolute iconic days in Victorian harness is Redwood Day. The it's grown to be an all-trotting day, usually run at Maryborough, albeit in the depth of winter, and it's for the strong and the hardy, but it's such a fantastic industry race day. And what decisions, if any, have been made around Redwood Day, given the huge impact of COVID?
All right, I'm happy to announce this one, Adam. Not sitting on the fence here. We've announced that, or we will announce it. I can announce it now. That will be run on the 1st of November. So that's fitting in nicely. We'll both boost the program up a little bit more for your trotters. And who knows, hopefully by the 1st of November, you know, we can start getting some crowds back and do it justice, because it is an absolute cracking day of racing for the trotters. So that will be on the 1st of November.
Geez, it's going to be an exciting...
Sorry, I was just going to say, Adam, that will include the Trotters Derby as well.
Correct, Adam. I should have mentioned that. 100% correct.
So it's going to be an exciting end to the season with the Breeders' Crown, Vic Bred, and now this news that the Redwood will be held at Maryborough on the 1st of November. And just before we let you leave, Stephen, obviously the Metro horses hopefully are in work at the moment, and there's some better races for regional racing in the middle part of June, some terrific prize money on offer there. And hopefully we'll have a few of the Metro horses compete there, and then we have Metro racing back by the at the start of July.
Yeah, absolutely, Gareth. We thought we'd throw in three $20,000 races each weekend moving forward in the second half of June for the East and the West. You know, thanks to the participants for supporting regional racing in such a difficult time, and then gearing ourselves up for the return of racing, which I know we all want so desperately, and getting Metro racing and feature racing back on board. So late June, we'll have those races in the East and the West, and then by the 1st of July, we are up and running, Gareth.
Good on you, Steve. Look forward to the decision with the Victoria Cup, but some positive news for harness racing fans in this state. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Adam.
There's Stephen Bell, the manager there, or the racing manager for Harness Racing Victoria. Thank you, Adam. You're a busy man, but we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, look, I think that was a really, really important update. Getting concrete time to know Redwood Day will be held. It's a logical lead-in towards the Breeders' Crown Series. And it's also good to have a relatively strong timeline now on when the Victoria Cup will be. It's an interesting space, that one, isn't it? We're going to talk a lot more about it. I know you will with Dan later on as well, but who moves into that inter-Dominion space? I reckon WA might be the front runners at the moment, Gareth.
It is a race. I think it's a terrific spot, but it'd be interesting to see what they do with the Victoria Cup HRV. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Gareth.